Today's Amud in Eraisa is Psachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav. It's unbelievable. This is Mamish. We're the week of the Seder, and we're handling real Seder Yadim. We're actually going to pick it up from Kuf Yudal Mabez 114b by notes for those using the computer, the iPad, note 29. 114b, note 29. Now, before we, right just about the page, Pshita. Before we get into today's Amud, we already discussed yesterday that if one eats the marar, l'chatzoyin, eats it, it's k'zayis marar, half splits and eats the other half, as long as he eats it, as long as the gemara's lashon was, as long as there's no break of k'dei achilas pras in between, then you eats it. And we pointed out it's a little bit of misleading because you have to eat the two halves within the achilas pras. Not that you eat half, you break less than achilas pras and then you eat the other half, because then you're eating still on the outside of the achilas pras. It's got to be all encompassed. Okay, fine. But where do we see that there's a shir of kezias? You don't find, normally, we know that whenever the Torah says there's a mitzvah, the Erev Teichlu Matzahs, there's a mitzvah in Matzahs, right? By the Karm Pesach, it says, about Yin Karm Pesach, Yechluha. So we know when it says a mitzvah of Achila, or an Isser of Achila, the shir is kezias. That's typically the rule. It could be a Chati Shir Aser, but the shir is kezias. You don't find the word Eichlu Bemer. You don't find the word Eichlu Bemer. So that's the case. So what's the source that there's a shir of kezias by Mer? So the Rush, and Simcha Fei says, unbelievable. The Rosh says, you know what the source that you have to eat a Kezayis Mar in the first place is? Because we make a bracha. Go backwards. You make a bracha, Achilas Mar. You wouldn't make a bracha, Achilas Mar, unless there's a mitzvah to eat a Kezayis of Mar. Very interesting. It comes out that, we're not saying a source, we're just bringing a proof. The fact that the Chazal Masakin a bracha must be there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kezayis, but still not really a source. And Reb Chaim Al-Shaf asks, I understand. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, why do we have to have a discussion about this? Whenever there's something that's a mitzvah or an isra related to achila, the default shir is kezayis. So we don't have to come on to a bracha to say the shir. So Reb Chaim answers, and it really brings to light, there is a pasuk that references achilas mar, and some of you may be thinking about it, with achila. Where's mar together with achila? Because the pasuk I referenced before, I purposely left out the whole pasuk. I just said yechlua by Karm Pesach. The pasuk says about Karm Pesach, al matzahs, not yechlua, yechluhu. Al matzahs umereimim. With matzah and myrrh, you should eat the Karm Pesach. So it's really going on the Karm Pesach. It's telling you the mitzvah of the Karm Pesach, but it's telling you how do you eat it? With matzah and myrrh. So it does use a lashon of achila together with myrrh. Says Reb Chaim, on the contrary, since you're putting together Karm Pesach, matzah and myrrh, maybe, we know matzah has its own mitzvah of achila kezayis, why? Be'er of teichlu matzahs. Has its own mitzvah of achila kezayis, for sure. That we know. But if the only source we have myrrh connected with achila is in conjunction with Karm Pesach and matzah, then maybe taka, a kezayis mekulam would be sufficient. A kezayis of matzah, mar, and pesach altogether would be enough. And that's why the rush has to go to the bracha. The Rebbe is explaining, his question was, why has to go to the bracha? L'chair, anytime there's a mitzvah achila, the default is kezayis. No. Because over here, there's a reason to say that less than kezayis and mar is sufficient, as long as it's coming together with the mar and the pesach. There is a discussion, actually, why we taka don't have mar with our afikayim. Being that we eat Dafi Kaiman as a zecher for the Karm Pesach, so should we use Mar? What do you mean? No, I understand, but in the times of the Mikdash, if it's zecher for what they did, at the times of the Mikdash, I mean, that's also, that is part of Kairach, could be some of that, but the ideas in the Mikdash, they had Matzah, Roim, Yechlu together with the Pesach, shouldn't we be eating Mar together with our zecher for the Karm Pesach? That's an interesting shayla. Maybe some people, you do, definitely have to make a gaila. Make them is not. Okay. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Heichad the Kishayi Rakas, when you have other vegetables, meaning we were discussing what vegetables were used for karpas / mar, the Mishnah said that you could use chazeres, lettuce, for karpas, and then truly any prepared dumb is good for karpas. Actually, I forgot which gadol was. I'm bothering me, I'm drawing a blank. One of the gadolim used to give out bananas by karpas. Why? He felt it was a teaching moment. He could remind his children, even though bananas grow on trees, the brachas adama. The din of karpas is adama. So one of the gedolim, I guess so. One of the gedolim used to put bananas together with karpas, but that was the karpas because of this idea. It's gavi adama. Anyway, so we had said the lettuce can be served both as the karpas and as the mar. And the mar discussed l'chur, how can you have a separate bracha on the mar, a bracha of being yaitz the mitzvah mar later? You're ready with yaitz with chazar with the karpas, unless you say mitzvahs need kavana, That was the whole discussion we had yesterday. And if Mitzvah didn't need Kavana, and he didn't have Kavana to be Yetzer Mara, so he wasn't Yetzer. If he told Mitzvah only Kavana, the Chayr is Yetzer anyway, the Mara says, far that maybe not, because he knows he's going to get Yetzer later. Okay. Pshita. Heichu de'ika Shariyakas. We're a couple lines up to the bottom of the page. It could be down base. When there's other vegetables available, other greens, other than that which you're going to use for Mara. It's Pasha Mavarach, Shariyakas, Bar Piradama. You make the Bar Piradama, meaning for Karpas on other vegetables, Viachel, and eat them as karpas. And then later you make a bracha balchil's marr. We're talking about when we're after the matzah stage, and you make a bracha on the marr alchil's marr and eat specifically the lettuce as marr. Heichad like alchaza, but when he only has lettuce, that's all he has. My, what's the halacha of the brachas? On Rav Huna, mevarch meikara a marr bari pi adama viachil. He first makes a bracha bari pi adama on the marr, eats it. Well, the psayif mevarch ala alachilas marr v'achil. So first he makes a bari pi adama and he eats it as karpas, and then he makes alachilas mar and eats it again as for mar. Maskar of chizda, lachash mil kreisei menu chayz v'achila. Understand? After you've already filled your stomach with mar, you're gonna go. This, by the way, also sounds like there's the first one being this is a raya that there must be a shear of kazayas. Remember we discussed yesterday. Rambam is of the opinion that for karpas, you have to eat a kazayas. We said most parshim hold yudafka don't eat a kazayas, right? The Goyen subscribes to Rambam, eat a kazayas, but by karpas, most parshim hold you don't eat a kazayas. On the contrary, if you eat a kazayas, it can really force you to have to make a bracha achrayna, and therefore then you have to make a new adama to the mara later. Fine. So those who hold subscribe to Rambam use this lashon gemara as a raya. What's Rav Chisda's question? If you've filled up your stomach eating karpas, eating lettuce, you can make a new bracha on mara later. His question is nothing to do with filling up your stomach. It's just, I was just emphasizing the question. You've already had plenty of lettuce, and now you make a bracha. You make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. You already ate the mar. You already ate the chas earlier by karpas. How you make a new bracha on mar now? That's Rav Chisda's question. You already ate it before. But the lashon he uses is after you filled up your stomach. You filled up your stomach less than a kazayas. It's a very, very shvacha. It's a very, very funny lashon. It would sound like you eat at least a kazayas. Those that defend the Rambam say, and if you eat a kazayas, you fill up your stomach. Kazayas does not fill up your stomach. Kazayas is very little. Kazayas is nothing. So don't be with Dayak in the. It was an expression. He's saying an expression. After you fill up your stomach, how can you now go and make a bracha on the mar? You've already eaten this mar. Elam Rav Chisda, meikar mevarch le bari pi adama v'alachilas mar v'achil. Right away when he eats lettuce the first time, he makes the bari pi adama and alachilas mar and he eats it because if that's all he has for the karpas, he's being yaitz mar with it also. He's got to make the bracha now. And then later when he eats it together with the matzah at that part of the seder, l'b'seif achil achilas chasam le bracha. Later, he'll make the bracha al achilas chasa without, I'm sorry, he eats the chasa without a bracha. Later, he eats without a bracha in its place in the Seder, but he doesn't make any more brachas then. The surah avi karavuna, and the surah they did like karavuna, Rav Yeshua made the Rav Shua, Rav Chizda, Rav Yeshua made the Rav Shua, he did like Rav Chizda, the Hilchasa, Kavasat Rav Chizda, Halachasat Rav Chizda, Rav Ach made Rav, Mahadi, Asher Yerakas, Afuki Nashi, and this is what we do. Rav Ach, but Baruch Hashem, it's not so difficult for us these days to find other vegetables. Rav Acha Brei Drava would make sure to find a different vegetable, not to be double dipping, so to speak. That's actually very literally. Not to be double dipping using the same vegetable that you dipped for karpas and that you dipped for mar because of this concern. That's the way to get out of it. Now, there is a big discussion in the Shaina. We kind of touched on this, but we should bring it out further. That why Taka do you not make a second Brei Drava? Why do you make a second Brei Drava? So Rashbam says what we know, and we... I say we. I think this is what the Hamanan does today. When we go to our Seder Agada, when we make a bracha, first we kadesh or chatz without a bracha. We make a bracha. We wash our hands for eating wet vegetables. Then we do karpas. We make adama and we say the Baal Gadol says, have in mind the mar later. Right? That's what we do. That's what Shabbos says. That's why you don't make a second bracha. Tosfos says, you know why you don't make a second bracha? Because when you wash for matzah, you don't make a bracha on whatever comes afterwards. It's an obvious thing, especially lettuce. So I kind of referenced this right yesterday. That marr was not something they typically ate as part of the meal. We happen to have romaine lettuce, but romaine lettuce is one of the choice of marrs today. People have a kaseder as part of the meal. It's a very normal part of it. It's very often the meal. When a person eats a salad with some toppings on it, it's a big part of the meal. But it was not necessarily, it wasn't common that would be part of the regular meal. And therefore, we know if you bring some sort of fruit or vegetable that's not part of the meal, you make a bracha on it, even though you wash. Well, because when you have it, but the answer is really to your point, Emil. When you're having with bread, you're demonstrating it's part of the meal. Yeah. It's par peris apas. The point is, you're demonstrating it's part of the meal. So we.
You can understand the bracha
Exactly. So to avoid the suffix, I'll say it better, a little different than that. To avoid the suffix of making a bracha, we eat it with the bread to show it's part of the meal. But really, all you're doing is showing it's part of the meal. The point is, if it's clearly not part of the meal, you make a bracha. So Tosfos is of the opinion that the chas is considered part of the meal. And Rashbam is saying, now, there's a machlekes of metzias. I mean, today we for sure can say it would normally be part of the meal. But so the chayr is a deeper machlekes. Tosfos is saying that because on Pesach, part of the seder yayim is to have marr, it's the short part of the meal. Even if it's normally, it would be like a watermelon. Clearly a dessert. If the mitzvah sayayim is to have watermelon as part of the 15th semanim, it's not. Then watermelon is part of the meal. So lettuce, mar is part of the meal. So of course the mitzi matzah is going to be part of the mar. And if we don't have to have in mind by the karpas to be mitzi, and it fits very well with the Gayan, with the Rambam, eat the full kazayas, make bracha chorin even, and you have new bracha later. And Rashbam is saying that no, that you're being yetzer, that's how the ayam is laying. Rashi, I think, also says, describes this. You're being yetzer with your by karpas from mar. Yes, we know it's part of the mitzvah ziyayim, but it's not something that normally becomes part of the meal. And therefore, it would require its own bracha, but you're yetzer with the earlier bracha. Taizus takes one big issue with Rashbam. You have a massive break in between, depending how long your agada is. But you have the whole magid, right? Right? You have yachatz, if we're fine, and you have magid. The whole magid is a big break to say that bracha adama. And you know it's coming, she worked for that. It's not so simple. So that's Tosfos' other issue with the tzad that you've been yetzer with the earlier bracha for later. L'chur, it's too big of a hefsek. Okay. Says the word further. Amar Avina. Amar Li, Rav Mishar Shia Brei Dram Nasim. Hachi Amar Hillel Mishvei De Gemara. Hillel sent in the name of Gemara. This seems to be like the Gemara we had in the past. It's like a Masaira. They had a Masaira from earlier generations. Le Nichrich Inish Matzah Marah Bahadi Adadi V'nechel. One should not wrap the Matzah Marah and eat them together. Sounds funny. One should not wrap the matzah marah sitai and eat together. Mishum the sfirlan matzah bismanazeh deraisa. Umarah drabanan. Vasi marah drabanan. Umavatle le matzah deraisa. Because it's a simple problem. Matzah is tochiv deraisa. Be'erab techlu matzahs, matzah tochiv deraisa. Just because you don't have a karpesach doesn't mean you don't have deraisa. We spoke yesterday, we gave trivia. What are the two we're doing today? What are the two mitzvah deraisas that we have on Leil Seder bismanazeh? You got one, right? Sorry? Yeah, but we're talking about Al-Tlil Seder. Saying Krishma also is, if it's Dereisa. Right. He's saying benching is part of the 50th one. Okay, very good. That's true. But what are the two that are because of the Seder? So, because of the Leil Seder, one is eating matzah, Rav Matzahs, other CPC is Mitzrayim. Dalat Kaisas, Marv is Manazah, that's all Durabanan. So, says Hakamara, not to mix them together because your taste of Durabanan is going to be vatli, your taste of Dereisa. Even according to the opinion that mitzvahs not mivatal one another, even if you hold that if you have two mitzvahs at the same time, forget about like about chavilos. We had that earlier in the a couple of ago in this discussion about the four cases. Forget about mischavilos. Even according to the opinion, we are doing two mitzvahs. One mitzvah not mivatal on the mitzvah. They each have their own status. That's only when they're both deraisa or they're both derabanan. But when you mix a deraisa with derabanan, it's tantamount. Look at the deraisa. It's like you're mixing chulin with deraisa. You're mixing a mitzvah. You're mixing a mitzvah with a non-mitzvah. Avad mitzvah derabanan. But you're mixing a mitzvah with a non-mitzvah, and therefore it can have effect on bittul. It says in Raman Tana, the Shamali mitzvah mal zozu. Who's the Tana that says that mitzvahs are not mivatal one another? Hillel, it's Hillel. And this is what we do. Tanya, Amar Olav al Hillel, Sheikurchim of Asachas Oichlin, Shonemer Amatz Ramichlu. He would take a wrap it all together and eat it because we say, Amatz Uroimim Yechlu. Now the truth is, so we see Hillel wasn't confused, wasn't concerned that one, the flavor of one, but the other. Now, in Amatz Ramichlu in the Torah was all deraisa. Matzah, myrrh, and karpesel was all deraisa at that point. But you see, Hillel said, you make a sandwich out of it, you're not worried about mitzvahs being about one another, at least with the older Reisa, we're not worried about it. What do we do? We do Zecher Kehillel, but we also have first matzah, separate marah, then we do the Kairach. Because the Gemara is talking about L'chur Hillel. Hillel is referring to the concept when it's older Reisa. When it's older Reisa. Hillel is saying that you can eat all together, they put it all together, because that's Amatzah Yerichu, that's the Lashar Pasuk, and when it's older Reisa, it's talking about one another. That's by the Reisa. Our Gemara is saying a separate svara. A later the Amarama is suggesting, even according to the Manda Amar, that's what we're saying, even according to the Manda Amar, that mitzvah are mivatal one another, and you could have matzah, marah, and pesach together, bezmana mikdash, but now that we don't have that, and the marah is rabbanan, and the matzah is deraisa, you wouldn't be able to have it together. So it's a little bit to say that we're knowing like Hillel, bezmana zeh, what we're doing is the zeichet what Hillel is doing, because at least our, so far, our Amira is suggesting that even Hillel would agree that when one's Rabbanan and one's Raisa, you couldn't be Yetzer the two together. Amar Beitzel, Chokin of Chavirim al Hillel. The Chavirim on Hillel, Hillel's colleagues, his Chavirim would argue on him, the Tanya. One would think to eat it like Hillel by wrapping it together. By the way, when we discuss wrapping it together, there's a, I think it's Rav Yashar ben Soloveitchik. Rav Yashar ben wrote that what we do, we kind of make a sandwich, right? We put matzah, some marr, kareis, whatever, inside, and then matzah on the bottom. Wrapping it sounds like it's rolled. Kerchon sounds like it's rolled. So he held that he's supposed to maybe take the lettuce and wrap it more around the matzah, because lettuce wraps, right? So he's supposed to make more of a wrap than a sandwich. That's just the, simply the tie to the words. Okay. Says the Gemara. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Al matzah remichlu, afilu zeb v'nasvay, zeb v'nasvay." They actually darshan the pasuk exactly, almost opposite. Al matzah remichlu, it should be eaten separate. Maskar Rashi, yachi, my afilu. What's the lashon of afilu? Meaning, you're coming to say that they argue Hillel, they hold that these chaverim of Hillel, they argue. They hold that you cannot be yetzer together, matzah mer, because it's a problem of one mitzvah without another. And it's got to be dafka separate. That's not what they said. Afilu zevatzvah, it sounds like even separate you yetzer, but certainly together you yetzer. So the wording that from the Brayt itself that you're quoting to show they argue actually shows that they seemingly agree. Ela Ravashi, who's the Tana that argues at Hillel that says that it's got to be separate? Hai Tana Achitani. This is what the Tana is saying. Yachol, it's actually reinterpreting the second brisa. Yachol yaitze bu yitecha vasai el gekarch vasachas. You would think you only yaitze if you wrapped up vasachas veichlam k'derech shel eichlam and ate like Hillel. Tam leimer amas remichlu afilu zefasbe. So my apologies. The word is just reiterating what it said before. It's explaining it. No. This price you're taking out the wrong pshat. From this price, all you can take out is that this Mishnah says you would think you only yaitze like Hillel. You're even yaitze if you eat it separately. But avadi say it's like Hillel. This price says not a raya. To someone arguing on Hillel. Says Mara, now, and this is what we do, now that we don't have a halach established like Hillel or like the Chachamim, even though we have a cloud in general, that halach is like the Rabbim over the Yachid, over here, according to Ravashi, we have no proof that Chachamim even argue. That's what the Mara means to say, right? That, not that we don't have a proof who we pass them like. We don't have a proof that there's a machlik is here. Deeper. Yeah, the wording doesn't, this is like a, we just finished Nazir yesterday. This fits like Lashon Nazir Mishnah. This is a different, an issue Lashon over here. It's not normally in Shas when it says Hashtalim Hilchos Lake Hill Lake Rabbanan. It means there's a clear Machleik is on our button, and we don't have a clear outcome of what we pass like. Here what we're saying is, now that it's not clear that they argue even, what do you do? Mevarach ala matzah v'achil, hadu v'achil chiles marav v'achil, v'hadu achil matzah v'chas v'adid v'adi, v'lei bracha, zecher l'mikdash gil, we'll pause over here, that then you eat them together, which is exactly what we do. We point that before, like this, we have separate matzah, separate mar, and then we put it together. It's because of this outcome, because of our Gemara. Have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll pick up Mitzvah next week. Monday, Tuesday, we'll still have regular shiur, and then starting from Wednesday,